We're doing the Sefer HaMidot, and we're up to the sixth chapter. Here he is going to explain to us the demand that the Prophet makes of us: know the God of your father. And again, he is developing the different aspect of das, of knowledge. What is it that we have to develop within our das? And in the last chapter, he took us through a very difficult journey where he faced us up against ourselves. And he made us ask ourselves, wait a second, aren't we being hypocritical? We talk one way and we live another way. We say our beliefs are one way, and really our life does not go hand in hand with our beliefs. And then he gave us a fantastic formula to help us connect with our beliefs. And he says it all stems from habit. And the key to really to connecting with what we say we believe is pausing and imagining we were created fresh. We're imagining that life just began this moment, and suddenly having appreciation for everything we have. And from that appreciation can come a real connection to the beliefs we have, which is not what we would have thought, right? If we would have written a formula how to connect with our beliefs, we would have said maybe reanalyze, think it through again, you know, excite yourself. He says the key is to break the habit, to pause and start fresh. And the key, it would seem to me, what he's saying is that the key to true da'at, to true connection with our intellect, is hakarat ha'tov, is appreciation. And there's a lot of room to expand on that. Moshe Rabbeinu had the greatest understanding, right? The greatest knowledge, and we also see he had the greatest hakarat ha'tov. He wouldn't hit the earth, he wouldn't hit the waters, right? The waters, what do you owe the waters? Ah, the waters saved him back when he was a baby. And now we're moving forward to another aspect of das. Hadat v'ahakara ladat davar alamito. The intellect, the knowledge, and the recognition of truths. Motza'o mishlosha dvarim. These stem from three things. Rishona hi atzmiyit, shniya shim'iyit, shlishit hakiriyit. He says there are three sources of knowledge. There are three sources of attaining truths. The first is something that's a standalone, stands on its own. The second is something that's taught, and the third is something that's derived. And he's going to explain each one. Ha'atzmiyit, the one that is stands on its own, he davar amasur elev adam venatua bo lioto bala davar shu asa ubeatzmo. It is something that is implanted in the person's heart, something that a person himself creates from within. He comes to a certain recognition. It starts from within. O chashav ato b'machshavto, or something that he thought. V'chen kochotav anetuim beetzem nafsho, and so too his the strengths of his soul. Asher hem mechayotze b'modim lenefesh adam yedi'a atzmiit. Meaning there's knowledge that stems from within. It's a standalone. It's not acquired from without. You ask yourselves, do you exist? You know you exist. How do you know you exist? I think, therefore I am. No, you are even before you think. What?
See, now there's actually that's not a word, because it's the reflective ego. And when Descartes speaks about sum, he's actually talking about the ego, which is post-reflective, as you just said.
I said it's not post-reflective.
No. The ego itself, when you come to, like, self-consciousness is only able to exist because there's already something there for it to extend.
Right, but you don't have to say that's the ego.
Well, that's what. Well, no, but the ego is the recognition of self.
Okay? Right here? Okay? Hashim'iyit, the second type of knowledge. Hi asher lo noda alav kiim al pi shmua mipi acherim. That's something that you hear from others, you learn from others. Hachakiriyit, that which is derived. Hi asher lo noda alav lo al yedei yediato atzmit. That's a knowledge that he doesn't know from himself. Gam lo shama oto mipi acher, nor has he heard it from others. Rak chakar acharav, but rather one has researched after it. Chochmat ha'ekeshim, he uses logic, he uses derivations, till he could derive something which is not overtly known. he can derive that which is covert using the knowledge that is overt, using the knowledge that is at his disposal, he can uncover knowledge which is hidden. So far, so good. Three types of knowledge. One stems from within, one stems from without, and one is the when a person works out, when he derives a new form of knowledge.
So what's he setting us up?
Let's see.
So you've got
within, without, and then the one that's derived.
What was out to knowledge? What was that?
That's what you hear from others. You learn.
Yeah.
Ata neveir mishpat kol echad. So now we'll explain each one. Ha'atzmi, things that you know that stem from within, hi vadai. Those are things that you're certain about. Chazaka uvtzura meod. Those are things you're very confident about. There are certain things that no one can shake. Asholot tamush lolam. You ask a person, do you ever think you'll change your mind about certain things? Certain things you're not going to change your mind about. Things that stem from within, things that you feel you know, not because you derive them from other sources, but really, from day one, these are things that are given by you, they ain't going to change.
Aren't those the things that you really need to question the most?
We're not talking about traits, we're talking about knowledge.
Well, I don't know, but even so. I remember Nietzsche said, it's not a matter to have the courage of one's conviction, it's a matter to have the courage for an attack on one's conviction. So if you're just going to sit around, I have a huge conviction here. Like, that doesn't mean you're right.
I agree. But most people won't change. And even so, usually it's not going to change.
Yeah.
Hashim iyit einakim bishtatfut vitztafut ha'emuna el hashomea dehamashmia. When it comes to believing something you've heard, so that only works when you believe the one who's telling you. You know, a child, you ask him, how do you know this is so? He'll tell you, because Abba said so, because Ima said so. And then he reaches the teenage years, and then he says, wait a second, what do they know? And then he starts questioning everything, because he doesn't trust them anymore. So the knowledge that is heard is contingent on believing the one who told you. As we will explain how emunah is built and how it is broken down. But when it comes to things that are derived, things that you yourself research, that's really a source, that's a gold mine. Because that's built on intellect. You know, if you build a logical proof, you build logical understanding, so that's a gold mine. There you have something really precious. So far, we've defined three types of knowledge and their sources. And their nature. Now he moves forward. Now, if we're going to say that knowledge that's gained from others is contingent on trusting those others, so then ha'emunah b'mashmiyah hi mitchalekt b'vnei adam mishlosha chalakim. When it comes to trusting others, that can be broken down to three types of trust. You guys with me so far? So this is where we'll pick up Ezrat Hashem next time.